You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Those of you here in Florida, here on WMIE, WWBC, and greetings as well to you on KCNW in Kansas City and WBXR in Huntsville, Alabama. Wherever you may be today, I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are going to start a new study here on this program here today, and you're going to hear a sermon I just preached the other day at Island Community Church here in Merritt Island, Florida. And the sermon is an introduction to 1 Corinthians. Actually, we'll get through the first 18 verses in this sermon, and this will play for most of this week. If you'd like a copy of this, you can do that by going to my website, which has been updated, and it's looking good. You can go to WGODradio.com. There's contact information to get a hold of me. If you'd like a copy of that, if you would like to make a donation to this ministry, as you can see, I'm expanding its area of reach now. We're so grateful to be on KCNW in Kansas City and WBXR, and it's my goal to be expanding this radio ministry to be preaching and teaching the Word of God around the country here in the United States. And so any donation would be greatly appreciated if you're blessed by this radio program. And if you do that, if you're able to make a donation to this ministry, I will send you a copy of the EMTV, my New Testament. So, okay, this is part one now of this message. 1 Corinthians.
1 Corinthians. You know, it's always important to ascertain why someone writes a letter. No matter who wrote it, right? Whether it's secular or whether it's religious. So just bear with me as we read the introduction here to this letter here before we get started, because you got to know why someone wrote something. Very important understanding. Like when we look at the book of Galatians, I asked the associate pastor, why did Paul write the book of Galatians? Because people were trying to go back to live by the law is why he wrote that. Which, by the way, is the greatest thing that I have seen against the church, by the way. The number one thing that I have seen to take people out of the church of Jesus Christ is those that have tried to walk where Jesus walked and go back and live under the law in order to please God. And that's why he wrote that. So I want to find out why he wrote this. He wrote 1st and 2nd Thessalonians because people quit working. Because they thought the rapture was going to happen in their lifetime. So they stopped working. That's why he wrote that. It's key to understand why these letters. Remember, most of the New Testament, other than the four Gospels, they're letters. We're eavesdropping in on someone else's mail. Look at the seven letters to the seven churches. We're eavesdropping in on letters that Jesus dictated to John to hand out to these pastors in these seven churches. To the church, to the pastor of the church at Ephesus, right? There's a reason. You got to find out the reason. That helps you understand the context first. But what was truth to them is truth to us. It's truth for everyone. Certain things, now you got to help as we go through and understand customs. What might be a custom for them, like a woman condemned for short hair, is a custom for them because the prostitutes down the street look like that. It's different than us. As a custom, it's not applicable to us today. It's not a crime for a woman to have short hair. But for them back then, that would have caused others to stumble. We got to understand what's a principle and what's a custom. We'll get into that as we get further on here in this book. Now, on the top of the handout, it says Corinth was an important cosmopolitan city located in the Roman province of Achaia, which today is Greece. On a large, who wants to try to pronounce that word? Isthmus. That reminds me of the Little Rascals when I was a kid. Isthmus be my lucky day. Isthmus. An isthmus tree. Sorry, I got this lisp now. Anyone else want to come up and preach? Isthmus. On a large isthmus about 50 miles west of Athens. It was situated along a major trade route and had a thriving economy. For this reason, large numbers of sailors and merchants from every nation flocked to the city of Corinth. During the first century, it was one of the largest cities in the Roman Empire. By the end of the second century, it had become one of the richest cities in the world. Now, what's not written, but let me read this paragraph. Corinth was a strategic center of influence for the gospel, since those travelers who heard the gospel there could carry it to all parts of the world. The city of Corinth, however, was one of the wickedest cities of ancient times. Immorality, unscrupulous business dealings, and pagan practices abounded. Of the scores of heathen religions there that practiced in the city, the most well-known was the worship of Aphrodite, the goddess of love and beauty. The temple of Aphrodite stood on the most prominent point of the city, a hill called the Acro-Corinth, and housed 1,000 temple prostitutes. Now, back on the handout, Paul was able to establish a church at Corinth during his 18-month residence there, around 52 AD, on his second missionary journey. You can read that, Acts chapter 18. Paul lived and worked as a tent maker or leather worker with two other Jews, Aquila and Priscilla, or I should say Jewish converts, who had recently come from Rome. 3 years after this, Paul wrote this letter from Ephesus to the Corinthian believers, and here's why. Later, Paul received a report from the members of the household of Chloe about bad conduct that was going on in the church. Chapter 1. Many of the members had recently been converted from paganism and were having difficulty breaking the habits of their former lifestyles. There were such deep divisions among them, some of the believers were bringing lawsuits against one another and allowing unbelieving judges to settle the disputes. That's chapter 6. Paul greatly condemns Christians going to court against Christians. He says, look at this, Christian going to court against Christian, and that before unbelievers. That's a shame and an embarrassment for a Christian to take a Christian to court and let some unbeliever be the judge. You need to settle that out of court as ideal. That's what he's saying here. What else do we have? Paul reprimanded the church for failing to discipline certain of its members who were guilty of gross immorality. Chapter 5. A member of the church was involved in sexual relations with his stepmother. And he's mad at them for not taking care of that in-house, that someone had to write and tell him about it. He also gave them counsel about some of the marriage problems they were having and instructed them in the proper conduct for those that were unmarried. That's chapter 7. In addition, Paul discussed the eating of meat sacrificed to idols. Isn't that funny? Paul said you can eat anything you want under the sun as long as it's prayed over. But these people here, right, that's the truth. Paul said, I know, in Romans chapter 14, he said, I am convinced by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. But to him who considers it unclean, to him it is unclean. Meaning you've got the freedom to eat what you want, but don't say God's against it because he's not. As long as you've prayed over it, it doesn't matter. Now they were having problems with there because this meat was offered to demons and idols in the town, and then that extra meat they were taking, or meat that was left over, I don't know, I wasn't there, was being offered to the church there. And some of these guys who came out of that saying, no way, I'm not going to eat that. And that caused a division in the church. And things like that divide churches. I've heard of churches that split because of the color of the carpet in the sanctuary. Certainly you could see how eating food, could you imagine if we ordered lunch today left over from the Marilyn Manson concert down the street and had that here for fellowship? That's the kind of problems that were going on there in that church. There was abuses to Holy Communion. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, they were getting drunk and just serving wine in communion, and everyone that had money was drinking all the wine. And then everyone that couldn't afford anything, they said, you sit in a corner over there, and they flipped him a scrap. So he had to correct that. What's the proper way to have communion? Come next August, we'll get to chapter 11. They had problems with spiritual gifts, speaking in tongues in the assembly. They had problems with that. He had to straighten them out on spiritual gifts. They had problems with how to conduct themselves in the formal assemblies for worship. Chapter 11, 14. And lastly, they had a problem with the resurrection. Chapter 15. So those are the reasons why he wrote this letter. That's a good sum up. Written from Ephesus, 3 years after he left there. Now, he was there for 18 months. Funny, he was only in Thessalonica for 3 weeks, 3 Sabbaths, and started that great church there that he never had a problem with. And here he's there 18 months, and they were his biggest headache.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.